Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, along with special guests, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We're on the new series. This is episode 2 of Let's Move the Mountain so you can move on up. How to overcome what's holding you back from success. God opened us up with showing us that we are not clear on how to handle mountains, and we have to have even enough faith to pray and fast what it is that we need from Him, what it is we need to move past. So we were in Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. You want to go back and read those. But on today, God is saying, you know what? We got to identify these mountains, and this one is a big one. It's something that holds so many people back where they can't move forward. And we're talking about the mountain of moving past your past. I can't tell you how people are not realizing that God is making us a new creature if we choose to truly be in Him. And He gave us instructions of how to move past the past. You guys will hear me say so often that no one can stop you but you from having massive success in this industry. It's not like your job, family. There is no boss that can stop you from getting promoted. There is no outside forces that have a stronger hold on you than you will allow it to. And so our scriptures today is going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17, as well as Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 19. Our past is huge, but if you use it in the right way to propel you into your future, then you'll be on the right track. But if you're using it as an excuse, if it's your Achilles heel to you being successful, then it's going to be difficult for you to ever become a leader. Leaders have to overcome the past, even if it was as small as a few moments ago, as quickly as possible. Leadership understands recovery from the past, but we have to go to the Lord to understand what that really means and how do we do that so we can be more effective in the kingdom and the marketplace. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so joyous and glad we're here in the land of the living. As we come boldly but humbly before your throne, making our petitions made known unto you, O dear Lord. We're thankful, O Father God, that we're allowing your Holy Spirit to take full reign here over Power Start Your Day, which means even over our minds, O Father God. We are surrendering it all unto you. We're letting it all go, O Father God, so that we will be able to understand that our latter days are always going to be better than our former if we understand that we need to be totally in you. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you are hiding us even from our enemies so that we can recover from our past and move forward with force. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are moving stronger, wiser, as a whole, the way you intended us to. For the leadership who are under the sound of my voice, we are coming against anything that is holding you back, including your past. For those under the sound of my voice, you are moving forward, oh Father God. They're moving forward even now. They can see that their future is bright. They can see that you want to do great things in them and through them. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that they're acknowledging that truth. They're letting go of anything of the world, oh Father God. They're renewing their minds even right now. As they're willing to open their mouth and give you the highest praise, hallelujah. We're thanking that as we're going out in the marketplace, they will know who we are, who sent us. We will never compromise or deviate from that. We're not doing this to make our names great, but your name great. Because no one is bigger and badder than you. We're thanking you and we're sealing this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, who laid his life down so that we may have that abundant life. We are agreeing right now, being on one accord. You say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We're relieving ourselves from the shackles and the bondage of our past so we can move forward. Our faith is increasing, so every mountain that we tell to move will move. Every stumbling block is being removed right now. We honor you. We bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family, let's hop in the queue because as we first go to our scripture here of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. We're reading this in the English Standard Version because you got to realize that there's a prerequisite to this, is that if you are in Christ, if you're so considering about the world, I mean, you know, what your friend told you who may not be in Christ, and you're constantly reminded of your past. You're not realizing that as we go on to Isaiah 43, 18 through 19, these are some specific instructions. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You literally have to be in Christ for you to believe this promise, for you to take heed to the instruction. This is why personal development that has to start with spiritual development is key in building leadership. When you start thinking about what's holding you back, it's the things that have already passed, that you're still wanting to do something about. The only thing you can do about the past is do something different today to create a different future. There were decisions that everyone should have made differently in the past, and maybe not. I think for me, the learning experiences of my past, I would not be able to passionately, out of integrity, share with you how to take your spot at the top if there were not things that could have been done differently in the past. that I will use and leverage. Remember, there is power of prosperity in the principle of leverage. Use the past to make someone else's future better. I'm going to say that one more time. If you use your past, meaning your testimony, the tests that you've overcome, to make someone else's future better, God will be able to do great work through you. He brought you through already, so why are you whining and crying? Why are you not allowing what you've been through to say, wow, I shouldn't even be here? I've gone through things in my life where I know that there is a God, because there are things that have happened where I can literally see that I don't deserve to be here. But once I realized and said, God, that had to be for a reason. How can you use me with this? He said, now you get it. The pains, the problems, the challenges of the past has helped me, will help you become a solution to somebody else's future. You want to know how to move the mountain to move on up, move out of your own way and go to work with God, which is his people. If you put people first, it's putting God first. Here on earth, God has made it to where, and if you, I love it. When I go back and I think about my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, he began to explain to us and help us understand the clarity of the spiritual and the natural world. And we as humans, that's why we're made in the likeness of the image of God, that we can exist. We're coexisting in both of those realms at the same time. That's power, only through allowing the Holy Spirit to do a new thing in you. And then through that, you begin to now see things differently, where you can see the road opening up in the wilderness because you've been there before. You've overcome challenges. You've moved past mountains with God, and you can say, guess what? Even when you didn't know it was God who brought you through, you made it through. Can anyone identify with me as you're coming in of times in your life where you say, how did I make it? And now you've grown up and you know it could be nothing but the grace of God. So did you think that was for a reason or was just for you? God is a big God. So there's no way that anything that he's done for you is just for you. But you are wrapped up in your problems and your challenges. You can't even open your mouth to go help somebody else's future be brighter because you're so worried about, can they see through to your past? Or you're worried about the people who were there in your past. I don't care what is the deepest, darkest secret that somebody feels they have on you. If you are in Christ, you are a new creature and you can move forward in that. How am I going to this point? Because sometimes I see people and I look in their eyes, which is the windows to the soul. Did you know they said that your eyes never change the size from the time of birth? You know, it was so funny. We were here at our home, and while we were getting ready for my son's baby shower, and there was a little gentleman that came to the door, and his mom and I, we were friends in high school, and she had a baby in high school, and she named me the godmother. Well, I don't know anything about being no godmother. We didn't even leave high school yet, but her and I were so close. And so she had the baby, Giovanni, in high school, and then they stopped by, so she sent him to the door, and my son answered the door, and he says, okay, who are you? And he says, is Nicola here? Nikki? He's like, yeah, this is her house, you know? And he says, I'm her godson. So my son said, Mom, Somebody's at the door saying he's your godson. And he said, my godson? I only had one godson. They've been, he stumbles in, and I look, and I was able to look in his eyes. I knew it was Giovanni. I knew who he was through his eyes. And I called his name, and he's like, I can't believe she recognized me. All I can tell you is that your eyes is the window to the soul, but you can have a whole new lens on life if you choose to let your past be the windshield to your future instead of the rearview mirror to your horror. Nobody needs leadership with all that baggage. And you can't lead effectively with all that baggage. Move the mountain by letting it go. Even in the idea of you telling your story. If you ain't ready to move out or move past your story, nobody cares. They only care about your story if you're rolling into victory. We are children of the Most High God. How can you continue to be a victim? You can't help anyone as a victim. But you get to choose. Am I a victim or a victor? God can use you if you can remember not to remember the former things, so he can do the new thing in you. What's the new thing? For you to go out there and build legacy, for you to go out there and make the kingdom great, make the kingdom look great for those who say, ain't no real kingdom. What better way in network marketing than touching people in the place where they need it the most? They're like, I want to understand, how can I come out of my rut? And you have the solution and you're holding it back because of your past. You can't get to come up, and neither can anyone else, because you're letting your past hold you down. Beautiful thing about, I love about network marketing, don't care about your past. It only cares about your today that will create your future. Let's talk on this morning about this. Let's talk on this morning about this. Last 772, last 4, 7118. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you too. This message was definitely, I was speaking with a friend earlier this morning, and we're talking about moving past our past, and this was confirmation that it's time. There's no better time like the present, and looking forward, not backwards. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate this message.
God bless you. I can tell you something. I don't care how dressed up somebody is, how good they look, how stoic they trying to act like they got it going on. Everybody got a past. And that's why I'm so transparent. I don't give a dang on who me, who know my past, because God made me a new creature. If God says it's good enough for him, it better be good enough for anybody else, or get out the circle. Good morning. 201 last 44240. Your past can't be your present, though. Good morning. How you doing?
Great morning, Nicola. Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
Good, you know, you're supposed to get off the chain on some of this stuff. Good morning.
I'm so grateful for you. Oh, my goodness. Nicola, the first thing that I posted this morning is, I see a new thing beginning. I got up this morning just praying, really praying, because I am on fasting and prayer this whole week. I'm fasting and praying because I asked Lord, you know, what is it that is needed of me so that I can be a contribution to your kingdom, taking myself totally out of the equation. What is needed of me so that I can be a contribution to your kingdom? And here you are with confirmation, yet when things have to end and new things must begin. I think I forgot for a moment the mountains that I spoke to in the past that have moved. You know, sometimes that can happen. And you forget that if it happened before, it can certainly happen again, but you got to be disciplined in your faith. And for a moment, I got to be honest, you know, God wants us to come to him with all things, right? So honestly, this morning I said, Lord, I was operating in a little bit of fear. You know, where did this fear come from all of a sudden? Help me to move this mountain yet again. And I got on my knees, Nicole, and I just really cried out to God. I know that I'm supposed to be doing way more that has been done. And I said, Lord, whatever this fear is that's holding me back, I'm asking right now to move that mountain and create a new thing in me. So here you are with confirmation yet again. I appreciate you so much for your obedience and just continuing to help us to be disciplined. I'm praying and fasting all week because I know that new things are happening right now. Thank you again, Nicola.
You are so, so welcome. Love you, sis. Listen, I can tell you this right now. You know, I can't wait to see you when we come to Jersey. Y'all better pack it out when we come to Jersey, August the 18th. I'm telling you this right here. Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, which is our faith book, right? We started off saying how to move the mountain, and it's talking about having the faith of a mustard seed. And this is the thing, is that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8, God reminds us that he is the same yesterday and today and forever. So if he was moving mountains in the past, he's still moving mountains today. He'll still move mountains tomorrow. He don't change. We just change up on him.
Amen.
This is almost the same thing of what we talk about in network marketing. When people start doing what they've been told, the principles. You heard our sister Dana said, you know what? I know what I used to do to have God move things in my past. And then I start kind of getting amnesia. What I start doing is reverting back to what? Fear, not faith. And the same thing happens in network marketing. You're working the system. You're working the business. And because you're not seeing it fast enough because your eyes is on somebody else's prize instead of your own, the next thing you know, you start thinking, I got to do something different, forgetting that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So when he gives principles that have been lasting for centuries upon centuries, you go back to Deuteronomy, back into Levites. He started laying out, these are the rules that work. Now, through Christ, you might say, well, Christ, he died for all that. We don't have to. Listen, it says today, God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot go back on his word. He can say, now you don't have to go into the temple. You don't have to wait for the priest to wave the wand, hoping that the priest don't die up in there. You don't have to do all of that. Now you can come straight to me through Christ and get the goods. He didn't change the rules to the game. He can't. He's God. He's not a man that he should lie. He can't change. But what we have to do is remain in him so he can do that new thing. He don't give a dang on about your past or stop caring about them other folk. I don't. 318, last 48455. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome. I got me a good cup of coffee this morning.
Well, today, this message you have brought, oh my God, it has done something to me. Today is my birthday. I'm starting a new chapter in my life. I'm 41. I've been in this business for a month now. And I listen to you every morning. You bring me so much inspiration. And I'm making my past in the rearview mirror. And this company that I've been in, oh my, it has done so, I mean, it's just blessed me and my family so much. And I just want to thank you for the inspiration that you give us every morning, because I don't get out of bed without listening to you. So I just want to thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy born day. And let today go into that scripture and let God say, ask him, what is it that you want to do new in me in chapter 41 of my life? What do you want to do in me? We might end up at the same destination at the top, but everybody's journey is going to be different.
Right.
And that's the part that we're not wanting to accept. And that's what, if we accepted that, we will accept the new things that God is trying to do in us, through us. The moment we try to get into somebody else's past to think that that's going to give us their identical future is where we get chipped up. I can assure you, people might want my today. I don't think they even want that. But you definitely probably wouldn't have made it through my yesterday because that was for me. Just like your yesterday was for you. And if you go pure-hearted with clean hands and share on what that was for you, a lot of other people can be free. We got to stop complicating this thing that we're convincing people to join our business. We're connecting with people to join a movement. We're not convincing people to join our business. We're connecting with people to join the movement of freeing people, connecting with real people. You got to get real before people connect with real people. Because do you guys realize that the experience a person has with your business is first through the experience with you? They feel like you in it, everybody else that's in it is like you. This is why we do surgery on your spirit and mind every day. Because everybody is in different places with their journey, but nobody want to be misrepresented. Because we all working hard to build legacies for our family. So we got to do some more self-care and working on our mind. And when we start talking about the mountain of the mind on tomorrow, you can't do that until you understand God wants to do a new thing. You're going to bring in your same old habits, your same old thought processes, and thinking something new coming out of something old. You cannot put new wine in old wine skins. That ain't my word. That's the word. As we are wrapping up on today, we're going to take a last call on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 678, last 46838. Good morning.
Good morning, powerhouse. This morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. I'm so grateful that God didn't let you make that mistake to let your past be your future. Because, Nicola, if your past was your future, we wouldn't be where we at today. And I'm so grateful that you have the kingdom in your life that you can pass it on with us. Because truly, Nicola, if anyone know you, they don't want to walk in your shoes. Because truly, everything that you're saying this morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, I work all day yesterday, and that is what I was saying. Don't let my past be my future. And that is so true. And I'm grateful to have you as my leader, as my coach, as my mentor, and as a person that's showing me to take my spot at the top. Because truly, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, you want to see everyone win. Because I know you from almost 10 years, and you finna celebrate 10 big years of network marketing, that you can walk away right now and leave everybody down where they are. But that's not what you're doing. You want to see people's win, even at your son's baby shower. You still want to talk about trying to win and how can we bring everyone up to the top. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister, because God truly is in the midst of what you're doing. I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I will make myself proud and make you proud of me. Thank you, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you, Rushi. You know, absolutely. You know, the timing of she's sharing, you know, I wanted some of the leaders to come by and to say, you know what, enjoying this time with me as we are expecting Prince Armani. I don't want you to just watch my life. I want you to work towards building your life for others. Very special moment. As we're seeing our legacy come into fruition. But God just allows us to have the reward of being able to experience only what we're committed to helping his people experience. When you get that, that'll be the biggest mountain moving out your way. Guys, let's get real so that the first experience that people have with you represents not only your company, but the kingdom at the highest level. We only can be real if we all get real together. God bless you. Moving past your past. Big mountain, but you can do it through Christ. God bless you. Go help some folk today. Stop it already. Get up off the couch, get dressed. Put your little face on, wash your face, get on a little video, get out there and do something. Because nothing happens from nothing.